your family may follow your path of seeking the support of a community in order to succeed in the work of going home to itself and recognize what is going on in the heart of your family. And there should be a code of behavior, a kind of law, a kind of dharma that everyone accepts in order for all of you to protect yourself as a family. As an individual, you have a code of behavior to protect you. And yesterday we talked about mindful consumption, mindful transformation that have helped you transform, that have brought you relief, transformation and healing. And now you would like your body, your family to join in, and you become the active member of your family, inspiring that kind of practice of going home. Because there are families where nobody feels that it's a real family. It is not a base for the individuals. It is only a kind of hotel where people go home, go back to sleep. Everyone has his or her own life. No communication, no mutual support at all. And this practice is to rebuild the family and make the family into an organism. And this can be done with the support of a community of practice also, a Sangha. And when there is enough awareness, transformation and joy in the family, you and your family will support your community in order to do the same. Your community may be your colleagues at the workplace. If you are teachers, you have to organize yourself as a community of teachers. Every school, every university has an administration. If you want to serve your students, to help them in the path of transformation and healing and learning, and you have to improve the quality of your administration, the faculty, the board of trustees. Because if there is a division, there is a hatred, there is a competition of power, and then you cannot serve yourself, you cannot be happy, you cannot serve your student very well. The same thing is true within a hospital. If doctors, nurses, the administration of the hospital hate each other, do not communicate with each other, that will make the patients suffer. That is why building community is the third step. And then your department will become your community. And as you have succeeded to some extent in your own person, in your own family, and then bring that practice into your community. No matter how high is your rank, you should learn how to behave as a big brother or a big sister to the other agents, to the other personals, and transform your community of service into a real organism, a real community. And this is possible. If there is a division, there is a hatred, there is a fear in our community, you cannot be nourished. You do not have joy and stability enough to go out and serve. And you will bring suffering back to your home, to your wife, to your husband, to your children. This is very clear. helping your agency, your administration, your community to go back to he, to herself, to recognize the division, the violence, the hatred, the jealousy, the lack of communication in it. You have to acknowledge that these things exist. You have to sit together and speak to each other as how to reduce that violence, that hatred, that division within your department, your administration. And there are very concrete ways to do it. And if you apply these techniques, and then 3 weeks later, you see a big difference already. And I speak to you not in terms of theory, because I have been a Sangha building, a community building all my life. And many of my friends have acquired skills and experience on the field of community building. You can talk to monks, nuns, and other lay people who have practiced as a Sangha. You can learn many things from them. Every week, we have a session called Beginning Anew, where everyone in the community should be present. And the practice is to share, to create an atmosphere of brotherhood, sisterhood, to make communication possible, to give everyone a chance to speak out. And the techniques you have to train yourself: deep listening, compassionate listening, and gentle, loving speech. Everyone has the right to speak, but he or she should use gentle language, gentle speech. And everyone has a duty to listen with compassion and try not to be free, try to be free from preconceived ideas, prejudices, and so on. In Plumbridge, where I live, there are many communities. There are 2 temples for monks and laymen and their friends. There are 2 temples for nuns and for lay women practitioners and their friends. And they always practice this every week, at least once a week, the practice of beginning anew. They sit into a circle, and inside there is a pot of flower. There is only 1 flower. And first of all, we sit silently to practice mindful breathing and to be aware that we have a chance to sit together as a family, as a community, and feel the presence of each other. This is very important. Silent sitting, breathing, to calm down and to recognize the people who are associated with us in our life, in our duty, in our work. We have to be a good team. We have to be a good community before we can serve the people outside.